We are up to Simen Reish Beis Sif Yud Beis. So Gemara Brachos and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis brings down a discussion about cooked vegetables. What bracha do you say on cooked vegetables? So we're really in the middle of the Simen that discusses Pri Ha'etz. All right, what's the title of Reish Beis? Reish Beis is entitled Birkos Peres Ha'ilan. This is a Bar Pri Ha'etz. Okay, but we can apply what the Gemara says about Pri Adama to Pri Ha'etz. We're talking about cooked vegetables. Instead of cooking a carrot, you're cooking an apple. So the Gemara has a discussion about shlokos, cooked vegetables. Are you going to bring down Rav Chisda, Darshan, Rav holds that cooked vegetables are Bar Pri Adama, and Rav Yochan holds cooked vegetables are Shahako. And then Rav Chisda comes up with some sort of compromise. He said like this. If it starts out as a Hadama and then you cook it, then it turns into a Shahako. But if it starts out as a Shahako and you cook it, then it turns into a Bar Pri Adama. Then the Gemara gives examples. Shahako that turns into Bar Pri Adama is Krava, Salka, and Kra. I think Salka is beets. Kra is like zucchini. Can zucchini be eaten raw?
I don't think so.
Not so much. But kruv is cabbage. Cabbage you eat raw, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's a different vegetable. Maybe they... I don't know. And then the other way is Bar Pri Adama. It turns into a shahako. There's a tumi and a karti. Tumi, I assume, is... I don't know. I thought it was shum, but it was garlic. I'm not sure. The Tosus over there says, now, if you have fruits or vegetables that are good, raw, and cooked, it's basically the same, even Stephen, I love to have a given Stephen, but they're good both, so then the bracha doesn't change. It's a Bar Pri Ha'etz in both scenarios, or Bar Pri Adama, both scenarios. So basically, okay, we'll see the clarification of the Shulchan Aruch. We're talking about a vegetable that's going to be a shahako is because it's not so edible, or it's not normally eaten that way. And therefore it's going to be shahako. Once you cook it, and that's more normal, I think like an onion they say shahako, it's not normally eaten raw, and then when you cook it, it becomes hadama. I don't know really a good example of a hadama that becomes a shahako. Let's see. Mushrooms should say shahako, because the whole reason they're shahako is because they nourish from the air, not from the ground. Watermelon. Yeah, I don't know, right? If you cook things that are not supposed to be cooked, you destroy it. Okay, let's see. So, Reish Beis, Yud Beis. Kol ha'peiros shetovim chayim u'mevushalim. All fruit that are good, raw, and cooked. Kigon tapuchim agasim, like apples and pears. So, bein chayim bein mevushalim mevarech borei pri ha'etz. The bracha doesn't change. It's a borei pri ha'etz before you cook it and after you cook it. Even though it might taste better when it's cooked, it might be better cooked, but it's good when it's raw, and a lot of people eat it that way. So therefore, you're going to make a Bar Pri Ha'etz in both scenarios. Samuk Beis, apples and pears. V'yesh minei tapuchim shem chamutzim ve'en ruin lecho. There are apples that are sour and not so edible. L'rov b'nei adam, to most people, k'sheheim chayin, when they are raw. Rakei de bishul, they're supposed to be cooked. So therefore, mevarek shahako, k'shehim chayin. They're not so edible when they're raw. If you eat it raw, you make a shahako. But if you cook it, you make a bar pri ha'etz. So I grew up in Hillcrest on 168th Street between 75th and 76th. On the corner of 168th and 76th lived the Kinchas residence. Mr. Alan Kinchas still lives there. And he had an apple tree in his yard, in his the front yard, I guess it's called. I think we used to call them crab apples. Is that what it's called? Crab apples. And he used to give out apples, but he said, you can't eat them raw. Now I assume you can, they're just not good. I assume this is the apple it's talking about. I assume it's shahako. He was giving out. You turn it into an apple cake. You turn it into an apple pie. You turn it into something healthy like that. Then you make a mezonos. But if you were to cook it, make a baked apple out of it, and then it becomes more edible, so then the bracha turns from shahako into a borei pri ha'etz. back upstairs in the machaber, reish beis yud beis. Im ein derech la'achlam chayim ela mivushalim. If the derech is not to eat it raw, only cook. So then achlam kem chayim. If you eat it raw, mevar shahakom. Kishahem mivushalim bar peitz. So you eat it raw. You eat it raw. It's not the derech. You make a shahakol. You eat it cooked. It is the derech bar peitz. How do you determine the derech? That's how most people eat them. Samich dalik kishehem chayim. When you eat them raw, you make a shako. Hatam kevin shederech achilas osam peyazol bnei adam uaydei bishul davka. Since most people eat this fruit by cooking it, lo mikri ikar pri kaz not shlobal chazan. So you cook it; it's not called the ikar pri. So it's going to be a shakal. Right, but Rabba Simin Reishay El Chayadim Shadaitim Dafil Tovim Gam Kenechol Chayin. Even if it tastes good raw, but for some reason Kaven Shaderech Rov Ne'adim Nechon Son Adei Bishol Davka, most people are makpid to cook it. So then that's going to downgrade the bracha in its raw state to a shakal. But when you cook it, you're going to say bar pe'etz. Mishabes Sukkot Samachay. Vuadin Im Hayel Hefech. If it's the opposite, Shaderech Bnei Adam. Shederech achilat bnei adam osan aperos who rakshin chayim. People eat it raw. Kagon egozim is from a nut. Vchia kavna and mvarch borei pre'etz kiim kashem chayim. You're only going to make a bar pre'etz when it's raw. But if you cook it kashem mvushalim and now it's not as good and it's not normally cooked, so now the bracha goes down to a shahako. What if it's from shiva saminim? The bracha is also going to go down to a shahako, and the bracha achrona is going to become bar nefashos. A bracha achrona bar nefashos. Afilu I esrami b'shevas aminim chay agavna. Even if you're talking about shevas aminim, bracha rishona is downgraded, and bracha achrona is downgraded. Look at the bir alacha. Dibar maschi laachlam chayim. Achlam shem chayim. Ma'iri shuroi laachal al koponim edet chak. We're talking about where it's edible on a dead chak. If it's mamish, not edible, even on a dead chak, so I feel the shahakalin of our chalav. It's like eating a piece of paper. You're not going to make a bracha on that. As we saw at the end of Siv Bey. Siv Bey talked about those mini grapes, the bosar. And talks about when fruit are very small, you're going to make, instead of making, well, here's a shahakal ilan, the shemachab says at least, you're going to say bar pe'etz. As long as it's not bitter or sour, too bitter or too sour, then it's not edible. Even on a day of chak. Because if it's inedible, even on a day of chak, no brach at all. Next, bir aloch adibar maskle mavarech shahako. If you eat it raw, it's not the derech, you make a shahako. Oh, if you look back at Sif Beis by the Bosa, which is the mini grapes, which is not normally eaten that way, there it says to make a bar pri adama. If it's somewhat edible, the Machaber says to bar pri eitz, and the other, which brings down the post and says to make a bar pri adama. The Machaber says, no, I take it back. Abosar, kozman shlohi gil, you can put the oven. Before it reaches the size of a bean, make adama. After it's make a bar pe'etz. Then it says you should generally make adama because we don't know. And other ilanos, as soon as it comes out, it's a bar pe'etz, as long as it's not inedible. But if it's, as long as it's edible. If it is not edible, then you're not going to make a bracha. If it is edible, you're going to make a bar pe'etz. So why over here, it's edible, why here the bracha becomes a shahako? Again, bir alacha, mivarach shahako. Velo dami the abe se beis the muchach shem shochanach the ruuyin lechal fi rak ideat chak. If it's somewhat edible, the mivarach bracha ruuyin lo samin. You're gonna say bar pe'etz. Nearly mishum dehasam alo mari bepri should be gadlus eroy lechol chay lekol adam. Over there in se beis, talking about a fruit that if it fully grows and fully develops and fully, what's it called? Ripens. So it's going to be edible raw to anybody. Even now, in its small stage as a mini grape, it's still called a pre, and therefore it's going to get its regular bracha. The crab apples, doesn't matter if they're big or little, the big apples also not so edible. Ain't really that called the Rabbanei Adi Shichai. Most people can't eat like that. And therefore, ain't a lot of shame ikar pre klal. So it loses its shame pre legamre. Because it's not a fruit that's going to grow into a regular fruit. Okay, it's going to grow into a regular fruit. So then the question is, when does it get its regular bracha? It could be right away. But over here, even when it's fully grown and it's huge, it's still not going to be so, it's not going to be tasty, and most people are not going to eat it. And therefore, it's not a pre, considered a pre at all, and it's going to be shako. That is Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Gimel. Egoz Gamur. A full nut. Hamitugam Bedvash, fried in honey. Vinikra Nedunya. Whatever it's called. Nedunya. That's a lomar. No. Mevarech al abore priha eitz. So here you're going to say abore priha eitz. Mishra Sivkatan Samik Zayim, Mevarech al abiafagav de egozim darkin lechochayim, even though these nuts are generally eaten raw. Vimayim, avashim, bamayim, and if you were to cook it in water, you'd ruin it. Mishtan ligriusa, you would downgrade it to a shahako. And so now you're not cooking it in water, you're cooking it in dvash, so maybe it should be considered as if you cooked it in water. It's not so edible. Why are you eating this now? You're eating it because of dvash, and it should, the dvash should be the ikar, and the bracha should be shaka, like the bracha on dvash. Says the Machat Mishnah Berurah, no. I feel like I'm misaknin, so I did tigum bidvash, harei mishtan le malyusa. It's true, if you cook it in water, it will go down, you would downgrade it, but frying it, or cooking it in honey, upgrades it. And therefore, it's good raw, it's good in its new cooked steak, cooked in dvash. And he goes on to dvash is not the ikr, that you would say shahako, no. The ain hadvash ba bishul atzmo, I skipped the line, kim bishul itin tam be egos. The egos is the ikr, and the dvash is there to give tam. The best thing I can compare this to is the popcorn, the sweet popcorn they sell in those blue packages. What is it called? I don't know what it's called. But it's popcorn covered in dvash. Probably dunk it in a hot pot of dvash. Oh, they're good. Thank you. Caramel, good. Caramel popcorn. Cracker Jack. So that's the ikur there is the popcorn. So that's going to be a bird priyadama, even though it's the dvash or the caramel, whatever they're putting on it, that's giving it a lot more taste, better taste, but it's to give taste to the popcorn, to the egos, and therefore that because that remains the ikr. Probably ha egos ikr vadash tafel umavarchin boy pre eight. Void in common a pairs ki agavna any pre shadakanelcha rak chayim that you normally eat raw. And if you cook it in water, you would ruin it and you would downgrade it to a shahako. If you cook it in shaman or dvash, if you fry it or you cook it in honey, so then it retains its old bracha of bar per eitz or bar per adama, depending on what kind of fruit it is. Mishmetsiv Katan Samachas says, even if the nut is a chopped nut, as long as it's not totally ground. If it's ground, the gamre, so we said it loses its bracha, right? Because it turns into a shako. As long as it's not ground, even if it's somewhat chopped up, that's also fine. It remains bar per eitz. What time is it?
8 minutes.
8 minutes. Okay, that's Yud Gimel. Now we're up to Yud Dalet. So Yud Gimel discussed the regular egos gamur, regular, normal, healthy egos. Yud Dalet is an unhealthy egos. Egos rach. It's a soft nut shemavashin bedvash that they cook in oil, in honey. The korin lo nus mushkada. Now you're going to make a shahako. Aga v'chein. It really shouldn't say v'chein. It should say v'hein. Osam egozim shemavashim midvash ba'odam yerukim. Those are the nuts that they cook in honey while they're still green. And mevarchim shahako. Why? What's the difference? Mishmur samach tes. You have an egoz rach. Shelo nigma gidulo. It didn't fully grow yet. And the shell of this nut is not yet hard. You take the nut in its shell. The shell is soft enough to be eaten, and you cook it in honey. So here you're going to say shahako. Mishuva sifkat an ayin aleph. The afagav da ayin advash nitkan apri v'tov la'achlo. Even though now it's tasty, so maybe it should get its original bracha, bar pri eitz, because that's the proper bracha on an egos, on a nut. All nuts are bar pri eitz, except for peanuts, which are adama, because those are legumes. V'kamakam, kevin shu racha dain, since it's still soft. V'necha b'yachalim kipa, so you eat it with its shell, so the nut itself is not yet at the status of a nut, and it's a shahako. Ein v'recha el shahako. Dilo natilu adaita the mecha k'shem rakim b'kipas, and they're not planted to be eaten in its soft form with the shell. Now, but if you would have such a thing nowadays, and they did plant it like that to make the best caramel nut corn there is, so then things would be different. But really, it's made lechla pri atzma kishi is bash. So it's very important why it was planted. And again, nowadays things change because everything is planted for its specific, the specific way that the manufacturer is going to make the most money. So they want to get the product to be as matim as possible for what they're trying to manufacture. So skipped in a line. The koshin hacha shebelo tigun inroy klab odur achla achilas. He says not edible at all. If you don't fry it, it's not edible at all. Shemaru, it's very bitter. V'chol tikunu la idea dvash. The only reason it's edible is through the dvash. Now, if it was a full fledged pre, then it would be haitz. But it's not a full fledged pre, it's at a shako stage, and putting in dvash doesn't change it from the shako. Because the pre is not yet finished. And it's not planted to be eaten like this. If you have a full fledged pre, but it's not raw to be eaten raw, kimaydei tigon, only can be eaten fried or cooked or baked. So then, when you fry it or cook it or bake it, you give it its appropriate, full-fledged borei pre'etz bracha. But vadim avarach olav, birkoso haru'uya lo.